The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We are, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Love those dudes. Love my life. I'll be back in the booth on Saturday for the Texans at the Ravens. National Radio Westwood One. If you're driving around Saturday afternoon, early evening, it was a fantastic doubleheader this past weekend. Not only, thank goodness I was in the booth for Chiefs and the Dolphins, but I was on the sideline for the only really close game between the Lions and the Rams. Certainly, if you ever want to check out all the stuff I got going, check me out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL, including the press box food or the beer I'm drinking or whatever. Speaking of that, you should definitely follow at Ross Tucker Pod on social media, because that's how you know exactly when any of our shows are posted, right? So not only right when the Even Money Podcast gets posted, but also Fantasy Feast. For those of you that are playing DFS here in the playoffs, that's huge. Fantasy Feast Podcast is huge this time of year. College Draft Podcast, which now we're talking about the NFL Draft and some of our scouting lessons from the playoffs. And, of course, the daily Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Love everybody that checks us out now on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. So I've got good news and I've got bad news. I've got two pieces of good news and one piece of bad news. The bad news is that our guy, Steve Fezzik, I don't know if you guys have been able to tell or not, but over the last like 3 weeks, he's been sick now for like 3 weeks. Two episodes ago, he could barely get by. Last week, I thought he sounded okay. He has laryngitis and he has been shut down. So that is the bad news. The good news is threefold. Number one, I am joined today by one of his proteges who has been mentored by Fez, and that is our buddy Paul Roberts, who's actually from my hometown in Reading, Pennsylvania, at Paul Roberts Q. So I'll get to Paul in a second. The other two things are, I asked Steve to do this. He literally texted me while we're recording, I'll text you my plays. Oh, they just came through. That was amazing. While we're recording this, his plays for this week just came through. So I got Steve's plays. You can also, by the way, always sign up to be a Tuckheads member at patreon.com/RTmedia. I think it's $9.99 a month. Honestly, even if you just do it for this month, so you can get the spreadsheet from our guy, our Australian sensation grades, especially with the Super Bowl, all the prop bets that Steve will have, you're going to want to sign up. Look, I don't care if you guys have patreon.com/RTmedia for a month and then cancel it after the Super Bowl. That's up to you, I guess. But At least then you'll get all of Steve's plays for the rest of the postseason, including what you really need it for is the prop bets for the Super Bowl. That's huge. And I got his pick. So those are the two pieces of good news. Paul, welcome to the show. You come on pretty much, I don't know, once or twice a year, maybe even more than that. I know you're our college hoops guy, and I already see you posting about that. You're all over it. At Paul Roberts Cuse. I picked you, Paul, because you're Steve's protege, and you listen or I don't know if you listen or watch the show every week, but you know the format. You know how we're going to do it.
Yeah, I do watch every single week. This is my favorite podcast, and I'm not just saying that because we're from the same hometown, and I've known you for a while. I love the format. You have a pro bettor. You have a former NFL player, and it's less than 30 minutes. So you guys get in and out. You get the pro betting side, and you also get the X's and O's and all the information on the personnel, the players, the coaches from you. So to me, this is like the perfect show. Plus, today works out because now I can push off shoveling for at least 30 minutes. So thank you.
I already got that done here in Eastern PA. All right. So one of the reasons why we're different from other shows, we show our work and we tell you how we do. So for wildcard weekend, this is unbelievable. I went into wildcard even weekend dead even. I finished wildcard weekend dead even. Put 8 units out, got 8 units back. Steve was up 5 units. It started with Browns Texans. Steve and I both had the Texans in a teaser. I wheeled and dealed them as I like to do with both the Bucks, took them both up to 9. And the Cowboys minus 1.5. That was a best bet for me and Fez, the Texans Cowboys leg of that teaser. And we saw what happened to the Cowboys. That was a stunner. So that was a loser, unfortunately, even though we liked the Texans and they won outright. I leaned Chiefs laying the 3.5. You know, I love getting 3.5. So it was hard for me to lay 3.5. I didn't do it, I didn't pull the trigger. Steve put 3 units on it. He said that the Chiefs would win by 17. He was wrong, Paul. They won by 19.
Yeah.
I mean, he is good.
I actually tweeted that out. There were, I think, 2 games this year where I would call them a perfect storm, where everything lined up from a handicap perspective. One was when the Niners went to Philly and nobody in Philly could understand why San Francisco was favored. And then this game was right up there. You had Kansas City at home, Kansas City well-rested, Miami coming off the all-in game against Buffalo, and you have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes against a warm-weather team, plus the injuries. The Dolphins were really banged up. You mentioned that on last week's show. So everything lined up for Kansas City.
That reminds me, by the way, I got the email from Dr. Chow, 20 years as the Chargers team doctor, pro football doc on social media, and then it's called Sports Injury Central, 6 score. They were 4-0 again last week.
Wow.
And I got one of my buddies, Paul, that listens to the show, Chuck, he went in on the Chiefs because what put him over the edge was the Dolphins injury data, the disparity in injury stuff between the Dolphins and the Chiefs. And Dr. Chow and Sports Injury Central, 6score.com, they were all over it. All right, Steelers-Bills, we took the under 35.5. The game got moved. I asked Fezzik, I said, what does that mean? He said, it depends on the book. So as you guys know, we're sponsored by DraftKings. So every line we ever give, every rule we ever give is DraftKings Sportsbook. Our guy Grades tells me that the bet was voided. I don't know if it's because they moved the date. I think it's if they moved the day. I don't know if they moved the time, if that makes a difference. But since they changed the day, evidently that bet was voided, so we had nothing there. Packers, Cowboys, we already talked about. We teased the Cowboys from -7.5 to -1.5. They got annihilated, 48-32. It was not that close. We did have a best bet, Steve and I, with the Rams getting 3.5. They lost to the Lions in an awesome football game, 24-23. Rams kind of got the better of the action in the second half of that game. The Lions are kind of fortunate that they're winning. It's pretty wild that either the Lions or the Bucks are going to be in the NFC Championship game. But that was a best bet that came through for us. And then I had the Bucks last night in a teaser leg up to +9. So the teaser leg with the Texans came through. The teaser leg with the Cowboys did not. Steve just took the Bucks, getting the 3. And of course, they won outright by quite a bit. So for the year, or for the week, Steve was up 5 units. I was even. For our best bets, we had 2 of them. We were 1-1. We're still below 500 on our best bet. That's never happened before. We'll do a full summary after the season. That has never happened before. We're 31-33-1 on our best bets. For the year, Steve's now up 25 units. I am dead even at 0, which is actually pretty hard to do. So, I don't know. Give me some props for that, I guess. Make sure you go to patreon.com/RTmedia if you want to see last week's bets, this week's bets, whatever. We move forward, though, Steve. I'm so used to saying that. We move forward, Paul, and we move forward with me telling you about the Game Time app, the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. I'm looking at the game that I'm doing on Saturday in Baltimore. Right now, it looks like the cheapest ticket is $125 for the upper end zone. But you're in. You're in the stadium. You're seeing CJ Stroud. You're seeing the Ravens. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It's the place to find last-minute tickets. You guys already know about the Game Time guarantee. Means you always get the best price. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. So again, create an account and redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm not going to guarantee anything, Paul, in terms of what the information is from Dr. Chow, but I'm going to tell you, it's pretty darn good. How about this? In the wildcard round, Sports Injury Central, sixscore.com, they made 4 bets. They went 4-0. Houston and Kansas City were 5-star guarantees based on the injuries to Cleveland and Miami. Tampa Bay was the 3rd guarantee winner. They leaned to Buffalo but didn't lay the 10, leaned to Dallas. Thankfully, they didn't take Dallas. The 4 teams with the lowest 6 scores, Paul, that's that Sports Injury Central health score, they all lost. Steelers, Browns, Dolphins, Eagles, they all lost. That means that there's not as much disparity here in the divisional round. Houston is 87.4. Baltimore's 86.8. Not much of a difference there. Green Bay, 91.5. San Francisco, 87.5. Not much of a difference. Tampa Bay's the healthiest team left, Paul. They're 93.2. Detroit, 89.6. The biggest health differential this weekend. Very important. It's the Chiefs against the Bills. The Chiefs are 92.2. The Bills are 81.1. And the Bills just had more issues at linebacker and defensive back. And remember, they have 2 less days to rest because they played Monday. The Chiefs played Saturday. So important to note, I recommend going to sixscore.com. You can actually buy their picks now, which, man, their picks have been really, really good. Sixscore.com. Buy their picks. All right, let's do it, Paul. We'll start with the Texans. They're getting 9.5 in Baltimore. Saturday, 4:30 p.m. The total is 45.5, Paul.
Going to be really cold. I was looking ahead at the forecast. I didn't see anything about snow, but temperatures are going to be in the 20s. So you may not have to shovel your seat out like the fans did in Buffalo. How crazy was that? But it's going to be cold here. CJ Stroud, phenomenal against what everybody thought was a good Cleveland defense, right? I mean, going into that game, we all thought the Browns were really good. They got exposed. He was 16 of 21, three touchdowns. He was almost perfect, and he's only 22 years old. I bring it up because it's a lesson for media bobbleheads not to stereotype and say, well, he's just another Ohio State quarterback. Clearly, he isn't. This is a big number at 9.5. I will say, if you look at point differential, Baltimore's number one. They're plus 203 in point differential in this game, and they're rested. Because it's at 9.5, you don't really have a Wong teaser option here, because as Steve always says, you need to get below 3. So I really don't have anything on this game. I may look at the under a little bit if those temperatures, I don't, maybe you know, Ross, do they have a heated field in Baltimore? All of a sudden this weekend, I kept hearing about these heated fields. I had no idea they existed, but I wonder about the traction if it's in the 20s. Are there going to be as many explosive plays?
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's a good point. I don't know. I know that stadium's been around a while now. I mean, that stadium came when the Ravens came. So that's an older stadium. So I don't know if they had that technology back then or not. It's a good point. Steve has a tiny lean to Baltimore laying the 9.5. I actually am going to tease. I'm going to tease the Texans, Paul, primarily because I want a Wong teaser the Chiefs from plus 2.5 to plus 8.5, and I need someone to pair it with. I don't have Steve here, Paul, to tell me not to do this, but in my mind, I am teasing the Texans through the key numbers of 10, 13, and 14. I'm taking the Texans from plus 9.5 to plus 15.5. So this isn't a Wong teaser. This is a Tuck teaser. I'm
hopefully
inventing
it's
this.
Not
so
a wrong teaser.
Up to plus 15.5. Look, I'm going through key numbers. 10's a key number. 13's a key number. 14's a key number. CJ Stroud, if they lose by more than 15.5, come on. Especially if the weather's bad and there's not as much scoring. So I'm taking the Texans up to 15.5, pairing them with the Chiefs up to 8.5 in a Tuck teaser this week. We move on to the Packers. The Packers are getting 10 against the Niners Saturday night in San Francisco. The total, Paul, is 49.5.
What I would tell people with two teams this weekend coming up, Green Bay and Tampa Bay, don't be a prisoner of the moment. Don't have recency bias. I wonder, nothing against those two teams, but I wonder how much of their success had to deal with the opponent or lack thereof. And I think one takeaway I had from wild card weekend or maybe super blowout weekend is what they should call it. Hopefully this round we get better games. But coaching discrepancies. Green Bay, Dallas. McCarthy's got to be gone. Tampa Bay, Philly. I know the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, but Nick Sirianni and company. And who turns any defense over to Matt Patricia? I mean, is that ever the answer? And then you look at Kansas City and Miami with Andy Reid and all that experience in the Super Bowls. So my takeaway was maybe looking more at coaching than just players. I've always thought, and Belichick's always said it's a players league, but I thought there were some major coaching mismatches. So people are going to say, well, Green Bay just destroyed Dallas. How can they be getting 10? I'd be a little concerned about that. Sometimes the line leads the way. I think there's a reason the Niners are a double-digit favorite. I've thought they are the best team in the NFL. Their plus-minus was plus 193, which was just slightly below Baltimore. I kind of think the over could be in play here with the way the Packers, you know, have been scoring the football and the Niners have so many weapons. At 10, there's not much that I'm going to do here. What I will do, I'm a big proponent of live betting. People see that with college basketball and the NBA. If Green Bay would happen to score first and then the number comes down, you know, maybe Green Bay jumps out 10-0. I would then live bet San Francisco. But got at it. 10, I don't think I'm going to do anything with this. I do have a teaser, though, for you coming up.
Okay, Steve is leaning Green Bay. Just to lean to Green Bay, taking the 10. I will lean Green Bay, taking the 10 as well. But this is one for me, Paul. I would like Green Bay if they were getting 10.5. If it was 9.5, I'd probably lean San Francisco. I think it's a really, really good number. By the way, when you're hosting game day or moving night, DiGiorno knows that planning a watch party on a budget isn't easy. You need the perfect setting, the perfect squad, and the perfect eats. Luckily, you're a game time mastermind, and you know that grabbing DiGiorno Classic Crust Pizza can bring home a W because it's packed with half a pound of cheese, sauce, other toppings, and comes at an incredible price. Make the game-winning call and grab a DiGiorno Classic Crust Pizza from the grocery store today. It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. We move on, Paul, to the Bucks and the Lions on Sunday. The Bucks are getting 6 points. The total is 48.5. And that is the bet that Steve likes. Steve is taking the over 48.5 on the Lions and the Bucks. That makes sense to me. I'm going to go with Steve on that as well. Detroit and Tampa Bay over 48.5 two units. I'll actually make that, Paul, my DraftKings best bet. Presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code Ross, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. The Lions offense is really good, and they're playing indoors at home. Meanwhile, Baker Mayfield was on point, and I still believe those corners for the Lions struggle. I'm expecting a bunch of points over 48.5, Lions and Bucks. What do you got, Paul?
Totally agree. In fact, Steve always talks about getting the best number and getting in early on these plays. You're not going to win in the NFL by betting Sunday at 12:30 Eastern. I'm just telling you that. And that's why this show is great, because it's on a Tuesday. But I already locked in some bets Monday night, and this was one. Now I'm a little nervous, though, because all three of us are on the same side here. You know, like when they put up the NBC graphic and everyone has the same team helmet up there. But this was one of my plays over 48.5. You hit the nail on the head that I don't like the secondaries for either of these teams. Plus, Baker Mayfield, I mean, he's a gunslinger. He just airs it out. And you have Mike Evans, you have Godwin, they have a good tight end. You saw the Lions, they have weapons at wide receiver. Goff is, I think, better than some people think. So I could see this being an arena football type game. I think there are a lot of points. So I'm with you there. I'm over 48.5. And the teaser I mentioned is with Detroit and Kansas City, which I think is a slightly better option than the Houston that you played. Now, -6 to 0 is not your traditional Wong teaser, but we'll pretend Steve isn't listening. So I'm going to take Detroit -6 down to 0, and I'm pairing them with the Chiefs, moving Kansas City from 2.5 to 8.5. So I actually have two plays related to this Tampa Bay at Detroit game.
You know, I changed my mind. I'm going to make that a teaser. One of my wheeling teasers, taking Detroit down to 0. They just have to win the game. Detroit just has to win the game, and I think that they will. That environment will be amazing. They're playing at home. You know, Baker and the boys got their win on Monday night. Now they got to go on the road. I'm with you on that. So I have three teasers now. Houston up to 15.5. The Chiefs up to 8.5. And the Lions, just to win the game, taking them down to 0. By the way, Steve has a lean to Detroit. Now we get to the Chiefs and the Bills, Paul. The Chiefs are getting 2.5. The total's 46.5. Before we dive into that, I just want to make sure you guys know, when you're rooting for your picks this weekend or your bets, Do it while your food and drinks are on the way with DoorDash. That means burgers, chips, dip, soda, pizza, wings, so much more delivered straight to your door. We kind of already said it, Paul. You and I both are taking the Chiefs up to 8.5 in teasers. You have them with Detroit. I have them with Detroit as well as Houston. Steve says if Kansas City got up to 3, it'd be a 2-star play for him. But since it's 2.5, it's just a lean right now because he's not getting the 3. Anything else from you, Paul, on this game?
Just that Kansas City's defense is the big story. I mean, you're going to hear about Kelce and Taylor Swift, who is the second most famous person ever from Why I'm Missing, Ross, of course, being number one. I don't think anyone would argue with that, would they? But Kansas City's defense still gets overlooked. And I've been critical of Spagnuolo in the past. They're only giving up 17 points a game. I mean, they have been vastly improved. Plus, I talked about coaching mismatches. Reed versus McDermott. You know, who am I going with there? And in a teaser, now I'm getting Mahomes and Reed up to 8.5 when I think everyone agrees they could win this game outright. Buffalo's been hot.
No, Paul, you make a really good point. I think there's a chance. I mean, boy, that'd be a bad loss for the Bills, but it is certainly very, very possible. Paul, thank you so much, by the way.
Thank
you. For filling in this week. I love it. That was amazing. Check him out on social media at Paul Roberts Cuse. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.